Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to introduce you to tonight's Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I've had some absolutely fabulous guest speakers for the last few weeks. You have heard Susan Sly, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner. You heard C.G. Siddons this year. You've also heard Alexis Romano, Kyle Wilson, the president and founder of the original Jim Rohn International, who at one time had an email list of over 1 million subscribers at one point. So I've had some exceptional speakers, inspirational people from all walks of life. The great Mark Victor Hansen, in the very near future, will be a guest speaker on my call. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements and then move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This Saturday, I will be in Spartanburg, South Carolina for the second time in 2015. I want to thank my exceptional client and friend, Bridget Bartley, for hosting me three times this year. Bridget has had me in Spartanburg once already, and I will be in Charleston, South Carolina, October 3rd. Next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, June 27th, the last Saturday in June, I will be in Baltimore, Maryland. I will also be in Birmingham, Alabama on July 11th. July 18th, I'll be a featured speaker for Alexis Romano and her team training on July 18th. Saturday, July 25th, my first trip to Chicago, Illinois this year. I've spoken to Chicago many, many times. Long Island, New York, August 1st. That will be with Joy Schoenholtz and Kelly Bartoletti, who have hosted me in Long Island. This will be the fourth time in less than a year. It'll be a fantastic opportunity. August 8th, I will be in Marina Del Rey. August 14th, I'll be hosting my Millionaire Blueprint event in San Diego, California. What a great city, right down on the water. That will be from 12 until 4 with Alexis Romano and Susan Sly. And both of those women have been guest speakers on this call multiple times. August 22nd, I'll be doing a one-day event in Phoenix, Arizona, and that is going to be a fabulous event with seven-figure income earner who's hosting the event, Alex Morton, who by the age of 25 was a self-made millionaire in network marketing and direct sales. August 29th, Portland, Maine. September 19th, Pleasanton, California. The 26th, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, and then October 3rd, Charleston, South Carolina. I just added to the roster October 10th, my first ever speaking engagement in Albany, New York. And I want to thank all the people from Albany that have been coming to my events from the last year. And I mean, they have been driving to events in Long Island, Connecticut, and all places on the Eastern Seaboard. Thank you very much, and I'm going to reward you with a one-day event of empowerment. And Dale, I want to thank you for putting that together for me. Also, if you're serious about taking yourself and having your game follow you with you to the next level, and you are seeking one-on-one attention, someone who can really assist you to break down the cause that creates the effect. Now, you can receive all the technical know-how and go all the training events, and they definitely will empower you. But if you have challenges picking up the telephone, if you have challenges letting go of the control that keeps you in control, if you find yourself overwhelmed on numerous occasions, if you're an addicted stuffer and find yourself having challenges letting go of the food that keeps you doing the same thing over and over, my niche is assisting people to understand the cause that creates the events. It's the events to keep you doing the same thing over and over, not understanding why you do what you do. If you have challenges letting go and forgiving, I can greatly assist you to understand what that really means to forgive. Forgiveness is an emotional situation practiced one day at a time over a long lifetime to let go of the situations that keep you doing the same thing over and over. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Now, here we are. We're in the sixth month of 2015, a year that many of you have deemed, this is my year, baby. This is the breakthrough year. This is the year that I deliver. This is the year that I move into the law of the harvest, the land of paradise. And if you are absolutely serious and no longer curious about taking your game to the next level, and you want to really understand what is required for you to succeed, then you must have a mindset that's conducive to the clearly defined goals that you set. But if you set unspecific, big goals with no clearly defined path or way to create them, then what you've created is a wish. Tonight's call is on millionaire mentality. I've had the unequivocal privilege of mentoring with 4 millionaires by the time I was 25. My grandfather, Carlton Stewart, who was originally named Jung, spelled J-U-N-J, J-U-N-G, going back to Germany. The name was changed once they moved to the United States. His grandfather was named Jung, Y-O-U-N-G. He was the first in a long line of millionaires in one side of my family. One side of my family were millionaire farmers, inventors, and multiple business owners. Blue-collar Americans wearing bib overalls, driving pickup trucks, owning multiple acres of land, well over in the thousands of acres of land, tall corn country, soybeans, inventors, and multiple business owners, welders, construction businesses, and the like. That's where I grew up, with one side of my family. The other side were sharecroppers. By the time I was 16 years old, I was a chauffeur to another millionaire named Harold Martin, who, like my grandfather, was an inventor, a banker, a farmer, a lender of massive amounts of money, and a very, very shrewd businessman. I used to drive his lemon yellow Continental Mark IV to Omaha, Nebraska, to his bank and his hospital, where he was the founding member on the board of both of those situations. Fast forward to my early 20s, where I mentored with a gentleman named Victor Fontana, who is one of the top restaurateurs in the history of Kansas City, Missouri, an exceptional restaurateur. I got to wait on top-tier entertainment stars, Mitzi Gaynor, Juliet Prowse, Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver. I waited on Rod Stewart, Sean Cassidy, Joe Namath, Lynn Dawson, many Hall of Fame football players, musicians, and artists. Fortunately for me, I became very comfortable around influence and affluence, and the fourth millionaire I mentored with was one of the top fashion photographers in the world, the great Greg Gorman, who lives still to this day, lives on Miller Drive right off of Sunset Boulevard in beautiful West Los Angeles. Greg, you can find Greg's work, and he's one of the top fashion photographers in the world. By the time I was 4 years old, I decided that I was one day going to be a self-made millionaire. I also decided that I would be moving to Los Angeles, California, and I achieved that objective in the spring of 1985. For you to ever move off the dime, and you have to stop tripping over the pennies, you have to have clearly defined short-term goals about the outcome that you seek. Paying the price means understanding the price. You can't pay a price that you do not understand. You have to master the inner game of your mindset, and your brainwave state must be relaxed and conducive to creating the results one day at a time, over a dedicated time period. Now, if you want to be a millionaire in the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months, that unequivocally can be accomplished. But before that ever happens, you must decide that you deserve it. If you are not worthy, if you don't feel good enough, if your self-esteem is low and your goals are big, you will procrastinate. If you continue to get ready to get ready, your feelings will be about disappointment, abandonment, rejection, guilt, and shame. So you must have a mindset of success, a mindset of a millionaire. That means not only telling yourself that you'll do whatever it takes, but you begin to understand what it means to do what is required. And as you begin to let go of the control that keeps you out of control, leading to procrastination and disappointment, then you can start to become and be productive. You must produce results. You do not get paid for time. You get paid for results. So if you're a network marketer, a direct sales superstar, an internet marketer, a real estate agent, a real estate broker, you must understand that the laws of compensation come from the sales volume. You must be able to put people in a pipeline, have some of them come out on the other side, have qualified leads that you can communicate, converse with, qualify for your time, and then be able to show some type of system to, so you don't have to do the telling, the selling, the begging, or the convincing, so that you can put yourself in a position to collect the information about the person, qualify them for your time, close the transaction, and teach the skills over and over to a database. That's how you start to develop a culture, to create the synergy, the compounded effect, the quantum leap. You have to be able to have the simple discipline one day at a time for yourself. And it's not how much time you devote, it's how effective you are in the time you devote. You can put in, and that's not going to get you to the land of promise, you can put in 10 hours a day, but you're going to be much more effective putting 2 hours of quality time that creates results. You can get ready for 10 hours, you can read books, listen to downloads, podcasts, get online, be on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on Instagram, be on LinkedIn, but if you don't close transactions, you will not get compensated. You must have a mindset about money that's conducive to attracting the people that you can collaborate with. As a millionaire, you don't attract money. You might be a money magnet, magnetizing and polarizing money to you. You might win the lottery a time or two. That would be awesome, but that would be the absolute smallest percent of the law of the few. For you to understand the law of the few, you have to be able to enhance the law of averages so the law of averages is on your side. Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to buy from you. Not everyone's going to see your value. You must let go of your anxiety about being rejected, your anxiety about being abandoned, your anxiety about being judged. You must let go of that. That begins the whole process right there. If you can't master your emotional state, then your emotional state will master you. Meaning that you'll be overwhelmed, anxious, you'll be out of control, you'll be judging yourself, and you will never learn the skills required to be a millionaire. Being a millionaire is a skill. It's a skill reserved for the law of the few. Only 1/20th of 1% of the population has a net worth of $1 million. The average millionaire is 52 years young. The average millionaire owns a small business. The average millionaire averages $369,000 a year, has a net worth of $9.2 million, and has a small business with only a few employees. These are the people that toil laboriously in the midnight hours, paving the way for those of us who have the courage and the intestinal fortitude to do what is required to become a millionaire. So you start to have this. You have to have the habits of a millionaire, the skills of a millionaire, and the mindset of a millionaire. Now, if you are privileged enough like I did and have the opportunity to be mentored by a millionaire or be modeling yourself after other millionaires, unfortunately for me, the four millionaires I worked for never really sat down and mentored me. I watched what they did, and I started to apply some of their principles. However, for me, by the time I was 18, I was a full-fledged addict and alcoholic. I spent 14 years of my life, even though I spent some of that time with four different millionaires, I really wasn't in a position to really receive. Now, through osmosis and the power of association, some of it rubbed off on me, and I was able to remember some of that and have some of the discipline left over when I eventually got clean and sober at age 31. As I began to reinvent myself, I began to apply myself. See, knowledge without application is a wish. Until you actually apply what you receive, now about 50 people attended one of my events over the weekend called Breakthroughs to Success. It unequivocally is my signature product. One of my friends said to me that attended the event, everyone should attend this event. I said, actually, they shouldn't, because most of the people could not handle the truth. If you come to one of my events in a signature product like this, if you coach with me, I will absolutely take you to the wall of your anxiety. I will back you into that wall, turn you around, and make you look at why you do what you do. Because once you understand why you do what you do, then you can let go of the control that keeps you being average. And if you lived an average, overwhelmed, undisciplined life, feeling unfulfilled, addicted to your emotions that keep you doing the same thing over and over, and then you have a wish to be a millionaire, that's what it is, a wish. But if you absolutely get clear and let go of yesterday, which is history, focus on today, which is now, let go of tomorrow, which is a mystery, and set clearly defined short-term goals about results and about relaxation. You must have relaxation as well as you have production in your house of pleasure. But if you operate from pain, overwhelmed about the possibility of being rejected, the possibility of failing, the possibility of succeeding, you will never get off the launching pad because you'll be lost in the sauce, overwhelmed in what you might have to do, avoiding the responsibility of succeeding. The success is a process, and it's an absolute privilege. You must pay the price to live the privilege of success. Success is an attitude. It's a mindset. and it all bleeds together to become a millionaire. What does a millionaire mean? It means you have a net worth of $1 million or more, and that's typically going to come from your assets. But if you have debt tendencies, you're an addicted debtor, a compulsive spender, you get overwhelmed easily and have shiny object syndrome. If you're an addicted stuffer, you use food and hide food and all the other situations. If you're a chronic sneaker of alcoholism or food, if you're a popper of barbiturates, synthetic pharmaceutical medication, and all of the above to address your overwhelmed state, then it's going to be very challenging for you to attract the people who you require to create a team with. When you are vibrating your energetic vibrations from a state of anxiety, you will attract to your reality people of like mind in other situations to fulfill your feelings of abandonment, rejection, guilt, and shame. As you begin to let go of some of those feelings, then you can start to be a person of influence and affluence. That is when you can step into your power. When you let go of being a human doing a lot and getting nowhere, over-obligating yourself to be overwhelmed, when you can start to put yourself first in context. Now, putting yourself first doesn't mean that you are arrogant or that you have a big ego. Putting yourself first means you start to produce for yourself. You start to produce results that are required so you can teach other people how to produce results. See, that's not being arrogant. That's being realistic. You have to be able to produce. If you don't produce, you do not get compensated. You don't get paid for being a great guy. Now, service and value, they're very important to the process. But if you're out serving everyone else, not serving yourself, then it's going to be challenging for you to ever get compensated. Once again, this is within context. You can absolutely serve your team, but you can't serve your team so much that your service is your identity. You have to have a balance between service and production, and you must be a producer. It has to be a part of your identity. My new boat, a 1958 Chris Craft, I renamed it. I'm going through the entire legal process, which actually is quite a lengthy process, to be able to paint the title on the back of that boat, The Producer. I produce a series of leather jackets called The Producer because production is my identity. But not only do I produce, I relax. You must have both of those in your house of pleasure. Now, I've said that both times. House of pleasure, meaning what you do is a relaxed intensity. You enjoy what you do. But if you avoid what you do because of the story you tell yourself, then you will never become a millionaire or a millionairess. If you want to live the good life and achieve $3,000 a day, that's the recipe to achieve $1 million in a calendar year. Now, achieving $1 million in a calendar year doesn't mean you are a millionaire. In context, a millionaire has a net worth of $1 million. I know people who achieve $1 million but are financially challenged because of their debt tendencies. If you're an addicted debtor with shiny object syndrome, then typically you will buy situations and toys to stuff your feelings the same way you would do by using food or any other metaphor to keep yourself overwhelmed and underappreciated. But if you're really ready to address the cause that creates the effect, you want to live a good life, and you want to understand the recipe to get you to the land of promise, then you have to start to value your time. Millionaires value their time. Now, here's the millionaire tips for tonight's call. The most important commodity of the millionaire possesses is time. It's not talent. It's not brilliance. Ideas are important. Ideas that you can monetize unequivocally are important, but your most valuable commodity is your time. Time must be turned into a result. Time must be turned into action. Time must also be enjoyed in relaxation. Relaxation is where you replenish. That means in a brainwave state, you must be able to lay down and rest, not toss and turn in your sleep, not have a mindset that says, I can't turn my brain off, I can't turn my mind off, I can't go to sleep, I require Adderall at night and Ambien in the day. No, that's not going to get you to the land of promise. That will keep you overwhelmed and will keep you in a low vibrational state where you will attract your reality, the type of people that you will not be able to create and collaborate with. You must be able to attract a few producers in your life, and your most valuable commodity is time. A large percent of your time should be devoted to lead generation. A small percent of your time should be devoted to personal development. But if you're a seminar junkie and you go to every seminar possible, you buy every speaker's event, your credit card will actually show your results of not being compensated. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do. They go to this event, this event, this event, this event. They get educated. They get excited. They go out and party. They take pictures of themselves. They show up on Facebook. They're having a good old-fashioned time. But come Monday, the old Jimmy Buffett song, it's PT time, baby. It's produce time. And if you're not producing, then you're getting ready to get ready, then you will never have the habits of a millionaire. The most valuable commodity you possess is time. The second most valuable commodity that you must master is a skill, and that's a skill called asking. You must become a master asker, fluent at asking. You must be able to ask the questions in a sequence. You must be able to ask for the commitment, ask for the order, ask for what you deserve. Asking is a skill, and within asking, a very valuable commodity are your words. This is a millionaire tip. Your words are your law. But if you continue to use words like I guess, I need, I don't know, these are the most three common statements that I will ask my clients. I'll ask an average client this in an average hour. Do your best not to say need one more time in the next 58 minutes. Then we fast forward to about 53 minutes. I'll go, do your best not to say guess one more time in an hour. Unfortunately, this is what most people are not aware of, their self-talk. Your self-talk is another asset. Your self-talk will lead you to action, or your self-talk will lead you to inaction. And if you're in inaction, you're in procrastination. Procrastination has no value of time. When you procrastinate, get ready to get ready based on the stories you tell yourself about abandonment, rejection, I'm not sure if I'm good enough, that type of self-talk, then that's a liability. But when your self-talk is conducive to clearly defined short-term goals, results, connections, collaborations, lead qualification, developing a culture, that's when the compound effect begins to happen. But when you get ready to get ready and stay overwhelmed, hoping that mythically, magically, the next seminar you go to is going to break you through, it's not going to break you through. Now, if you hire me to be your coach, I'll break you through because I'll break you down. And by the way, break you down, I'll break down the cause that creates the effect. And when I say break you down, it won't be physically, it'll be emotionally, so you have a better understanding of this. Why I do what I do. If you live in denial and keep saying, I don't know why I do this, you do know. And anyone that coaches with me, they get schooled real quickly that I don't know will not get you to the land of promise. You do know. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they avoid what they know. They suppress what they know because it brings up pain. Yet it's your pain or your angst is where some of your greatest brilliance will come from. And if you keep avoiding perceived pain that is not real, then you'll never value your time. You must turn time into results, time into money, time into connections, time into collaborations, time into assets. You must also dedicate blocks of time to relaxing. That's yoga. That's meditation. That's hypnotherapy. That's letting go time. That's chanting, yelling, yawning, whatever it is you do, breathing. You must be able to have time where in your emotional body you replenish. You must be able to connect with your spiritual body, your emotional body, as well as your productive body. That's the yin and the yang where it all comes together. That's the Zen. That is the inner game, the I-N-N-E-R-G-A-M-E. That's where it starts to come together. For me, many people misread me. They think I'm a workaholic. I don't. I'm not a workaholic. I'll devote the long hours for equal pay for what the value of my time is worth, and I'll do whatever my business requires to be in business, stay in business, create profit, and live the good life while I consistently reinvent myself so I can have the most valuable commodity on my side, time. And so you want to be able to value time. So in a dedicated block of time, here's a millionaire tip, dedicate blocks of time to production. And sometimes it's not going to be perfect. Sometimes you have to be able to do the best you can with what you have. But if you're an over-obligator, a giver, and a server, you'll end up spending a large percent of your time giving your most valuable commodity away. You have to have production time dedicated to you. Production time dedicated to learning the skills of a millionaire. The average millionaire is not average. The average millionaire is exceptional. The average millionaire typically doesn't look like a movie star or a professional athlete. That is only a very small percent of the population, of the 80% of the population. 80% of the population that are millionaires, of the 1/20th of 1%, own a small business. The other 20% come from actors, entertainers, athletes, and white-collar professionals, that 80% of the world that are millionaires do it by owning a small business. The other 20%, as I said, are actors, athletes, white-collar professionals. Now, you're going to be the 80% of the 100%, you're going to be a small business owner with large profits. You want to have very small overhead with large profit potential. That's what the compounded effect is for. That's what a millionaire mindset is about. It means you start to breathe it, sense it, feel it, and have a better understanding of the good life. And if your why doesn't make you cry, then you have a wish. If your why doesn't make you angry that you're not getting it, if your why doesn't empower you, inspire you, if your why doesn't motivate you, if your why doesn't move you, then you don't really have a why. And you've got to be able to not only want, but desire. Your desire must be greater than your problems. But if your problems are greater than your desire because you're overwhelmed, then you'll continue to get ready to get ready. You must address the self-talk that talks you out of the production. If you have a business that requires prospecting, a large percent of your time should be devoted to doing that very situation. But if you have a story about being rejected, being abandoned, being neglected, and you continue to perpetuate that story over and over, you're never going to be a millionaire. You're not even going to be a thousandaire. You're going to be a broke dick doing the same thing over and over next year. Unfortunately, that's what I see so many people do. Now, I love seminars and events. I host them. But I'm going to tell you this. I see so much of the world are devoted to education. Education is great. Production is underrated. Your AIC, your ass has to be in a chair. What does that mean? It means it's a dedicated space to produce results. Now, right now, I'm in my home office at 989 Oxford Way, Stockton, California. I'm sitting in front of an Art Deco desk that's about 80 years old. I picked it up at a great place down on Market Street in San Francisco another time. I have produced multiple millions of dollars off this glass top desk. I have a Panasonic telephone right here, landline, a laptop that I also have access to for all of my social media requirements that I use to be able to create results, but a large percent of my time is spent in a blue leather chair that's practically worn out that I've set in with 20 years. It's got a plastic mat with the little needles under it that holds it to the carpet, and I sit right here looking out at my window in a dog neighborhood where people walk their dogs. Hardly anyone drives by me, my house. I live close to one of the oldest colleges in the United States, University of Pacific, and I GID right here. I get it done. My commute is 30 seconds from my bedroom to my boardroom right down here in my home office. Now, 2 miles away, I have a state-of-the-art office with my museum, my car collection, everything else that I've amassed over a long career, but my production is done right here, 30 seconds away from my bed. What I do is not glamorous. What I eat is not glamorous. I once had a personal chef. His name is Buddy. He's now the chef at Mezzo, an exceptional restaurant where I dine and take my clients to, but Buddy no longer delivers food to me. I eat a very simple diet. I mean, I eat the same thing over and over, but I produce. And you've got to be able to have that produce button on. It's got to be on full throttle because that's what you get paid for. You don't get paid for time. You get paid for production and also mentoring and spending time with other producers. You must be able to attract a producer. To attract one, you must become one. You do not have to have an IQ, a college degree, a master's degree. You don't have to be educated. You have to be street smart. You have to have street sense. You have to hustle. You have to get it done. You have to develop the discipline required to be a millionaire. Being a millionaire is a discipline. And discipline does not mean it's pain, it's pleasure. Discipline means disciple of. Because what you do daily will either empower you or disempower you. You have to handle the criticism required to become a millionaire. I also suggest you don't tell your family, your circle of influence, that that's what you aspire to be unless they're in your camp. The people that aren't in your camp usually are detractors. When you go out and start bragging about what you're going to do, when you start talking a big hat with no cattle, when you start flaunting your success, you have your first paycheck and you go out and you buy a broken down Mercedes, you think that's going to make you cool. It's not. It's going to make you look like a fool. Oftentimes, trying to be cool, you end up looking like a fool. And if you're cool, then you don't have to ever flaunt it because people will know you're cool because you don't have to flaunt it because you have it. It's an inner game. It's an innate situation that you're able to transmute by how relaxed you are. Because you have to fake it till you make it, you're fake. I've never, ever faked it till I've made it. Now, I parked my car down the street because I was embarrassed, but I also got in that car, went on home, and wasn't ashamed of it because I knew I was in the process. I've been upside down emotionally. I've been upside down financially. But you got to learn this key principle. Don't ever let them see you sweat. And you're not ever going to – and you have to understand, you're only going to have people ask you dumb questions if you telegraph dumb feelings. And if you're telegraphing feelings of overwhelm, I'm afraid they're going to ask me this, I hope they don't ask me that, then you get the very situation to fulfill your feelings. But when it's all said and done, it comes down to this, what you did daily. Now today, if you have a network marketing, a direct sales business, you got to get beyond this. I talked to three people. Well, WTF does that mean? You talked to three people? How many people did you qualify? How many appointments did you schedule? If you want to impress me, impress yourself and tell me that you schedule at least 10 appointments in a day. That means you'd have to call many leads to get there. See, most people won't call any lead unless it's perfect. So if you're someone who really can get it done, like my boy Francis Mangubat, who I coached today, Francis was calling health coaches in multiple states, and he was letting them go as quickly as he talked to them. And the people that didn't qualify from time, he thanked them very much and called the next lead. See, he's teachable. That's why he's almost ready to rank advance in his company, because he is 22 years old. He's humble and he learns the skills. He knows that success is a long-term process mastered one day at a time over a long career. I've had the privilege of coaching Francis for over 1 year now. He hired me at 21 years old off the campus of University of Delaware, March 2014, and look at him now. That's correct. His attractor factor, he's attracting people who can produce. And that's what you have to be able to do, is attract people who can produce. You have to get beyond all the nice guys and all the nice girls you attract. You have to recruit talent that can produce. You have to be able to attract people who don't have jobs. People, unfortunately, have job skills. You require people who have business skills, entrepreneurial skills, creative skills, street sense, and the hustle. Now, you're going to have people who do have jobs, but you want people who have whys why they don't want a job. If you have someone that has a job, they better have a clearly defined why that qualifies for your time. And someone who just walks around saying, yeah, mythically, magically, this is going to happen, it ain't going to happen. If you don't really have a clearly defined day ahead of you each and every day, then you'll wing it. You'll get ready to get ready, and you'll never really get off the launching pad. To really be a millionaire, you have to feel like one. That means you have to be able to window shop before you can ever buy anything. It's great to test drive a Porsche like I did once upon a time. I went down to Santa Monica Boulevard, where the Los Angeles Rams used to have their office back in the day before they moved to St. Louis, right off. Actually, the Rams used to be on Pico Boulevard, and I remember going to a classic car dealership right off Little Santa Monica Boulevard. I remember driving right down Pico by the Los Angeles Rams home office in a 1972 or 1973 Porsche, and I said, someday, somehow, some way. Now, I never bought that model. I ended up eventually buying a 1983 911 SC that had a frame-off restoration on, and when you saw a picture of that car, you'd say, sweet, because that's how it looks and that's how it sounds when you get in it. But, you know, classic cars require a lot of maintenance. So if you're ever going to have a car collection like I have, you better be a millionaire, because on any given day, they break down. I've got two of my cars in the shop today, a Mercedes and a Corvette, and the bill on those are over $5,000 for rehab on what is required. And see, when you're a millionaire, you can afford to have those kind of luxuries or whatever it is you want, provided that you're prosperous with your money, you're not consumptive, that you have very low debt ratio. If you're a millionaire and really want to have the assets of a millionaire, you're not in debt. You don't go out and buy a big home on credit and have a big mortgage that if anything happens, you can't pay for. Unfortunately, most of society does not have money skills. If you're going to be a millionaire, you better have emotional skills and money skills. On my desk every single Monday are two deposit slips. One slip is for my tax account, and one slip is for my savings account. I just figured out today a way that I can save an extra $100,000 a year after taxes and put it into play for me. Today, I got back from my attorney my tax planning box that I had just established. I did all my tax and estate planning in the month of May. See, that's what what a millionaire does. A millionaire plans to stay a millionaire, and a millionaire leaves inheritance. A millionaire leaves a legacy. But if you tiptoe quietly through most of your life, just barely getting by, and you wonder how you're going to be a millionaire, I'll tell you right now, by learning the skills. Most importantly, by deciding you're going to be one day at a time. You require money skills. Millionaires do not compromise their integrity. Millionaires actually stand for something and don't fall for anything. Millionaires don't sell themselves out to the lowest bidder. Millionaires are willing to stand on their value and not give their products and services away. And you know, the right time is going to be at the right place for the right person when you become that person. You'll start to attract your reality, people you can collaborate with when you're productive. You can't attract people to collaborate with when you're non-productive. If you live a non-productive, overwhelmed, disorganized state, well, you ain't going to make it to the big leagues, cuz you're going to be in the minor leagues, class D ball. You're going to be playing sports for a hobby. But if you want to be a professional, you got to start to act like one. You got to dress like one. You got to feel like one. And that does not mean you require a suit from Savile Row. It means that you pride yourself. If you're going to wear a pair of shorts, a pair of flip-flops, wear the best you can possibly be. When you walk into your office, don't look like a derelict. Walk into your office like you're a millionaire. That means you feel like one. That means you start to become meticulous. You're organized. You're detailed. You're systematic. I took someone to dinner recently, and they looked like I couldn't believe the way they looked. But, I mean, I would never go to Jim Rohn and dinner looking like this person did. I'd never do that. I mean, you got to start to respect yourself and respect your elders who've been there and done that. And if you want respect, you have to earn it. If you have entitlement issues, you're not entitled to be a millionaire. You're going to earn it one day at a time over a long career. But in today's society, you can become a self-made millionaire in 24 months, possibly less, if you'll do what I show you tonight. Here's another millionaire tip for you. Millionaires are exceptional at creating leads. And whether it's internet leads, or whether it's for your online programs, or whether it's for network marketing, direct sales, or whether it's for real estate, if you're a real estate professional, it's because you go out and get the listings. It's because you went out and built a brokerage. You started off as a real estate agent, then you became a real estate broker so you could create the leverage. Then you started to attract and recruit real estate agents who could sell. Yes, S-E-L-L. That's spelled S-A-L-E-S. Millionaires are skilled at selling and marketing and branding. These are skills you must master. You have to develop the discipline one day at a time. And as I said, you're going to get criticized for being a millionaire by people who aren't willing to go through the process to become it, who don't have the courage. They're going to see if they can knock you off your pedestal. And you have to be able to let these people go and just brush them aside and not take it personally. You have to develop money skills, money habits, money mindset, a dialogue with money that's conducive to attracting it. But if you're guilty when it comes to money, if your family is someone who uses guilt and shame to control you, you can't let that affect you. You're going to get told that you're greedy. You're going to get told that all you care about yourself. You're going to get told all you think about is money. You're going to hear these things over and over by the disenfranchised, the people who don't have the courage or the guts to stand the gaff. You got to be able to let those people go. Anything worth acquiring is worth going through the process to acquire it. See, if you want to have multiple streams of income, then you have to develop one first. What I see a lot of people do is they want multiple streams of income, but they get multiple streams of overwhelm, and they stay overwhelmed trying to create multiple streams of no income. Find one vocation. Focus on it. Be the best you can possibly be now, meaning that you start to learn how to ask questions. You learn how to answer questions. You learn how to listen. You pay attention. You remember what someone tells you in a conversation. I asked some of my clients what happened to that conversation. Most of them can't remember the names. They don't remember the spaces, the places, the faces, because they were checked out. You cannot be a millionaire checked out. You got to check in. You can't be a millionaire processing. You can't be a millionaire worrying. There is no value in worrying. There is no value in control. There's no value in being overwhelmed. There's no value in being anxious. There's a tremendous amount of value in being peaceful, a tremendous amount of value in creating ideas that you can monetize. There's a tremendous amount of value being service-oriented and creating value. When you come from value, when you are valuable, when you value your time, value yourself, when you're lovable, when you're capable, when you're good enough, Then your self-esteem starts to align with the few people you require to create the compounded effect. You cannot attract people who have self-esteem when you have none. It just doesn't equate in the same equation. How do I get self-esteem? Self-esteem is not something you get. Self-esteem is a situation you decide. You don't have to do anything to have self-esteem. You don't have to perform for self-esteem. You don't have to be self-esteem. You have to give yourself permission. It's a permission-based situation. Self-esteem comes from forgiveness. You forgive yourself for what you've done to yourself. You forgive others who've hurt, harmed, and blamed you. You have self-esteem when you let go of perpetrators and violators, when you don't hold them accountable for your feelings. That's how you start to develop self-esteem. As you start to develop self-esteem, your energetic vibration begins to change. You can move into an emotional state called awareness. When you come from love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment, you will begin to attract your reality, a different type of prospect, a different type of prosperity partner, a different type of soulmate, a different type of person to be your friend, a whole different equation begins to show up. Now, when you hear someone say they showed up, it's not when the lead starts to show up, it's because their emotional vibration begins to change. Their emotional etheric energy begins to shift. A shift happens. When that shift happens, it's usually a direct reflection of what you let go of. When you sit in one of my rooms at a very intimate advanced event, you will unequivocally see how much pain there is in the world. You'll get a witness how many people have been violated, how many people have been through processes to keep doing the same thing over and over. When you are mentored by me and coached by me, you will start to understand the cause that creates the effect of why most of society stays average. You'll have a better understanding of how to recruit, how to attract, how to pool talent, how to bring people together, how to create a culture, a tribe, how to be able to lead from the front and lead from the back, how to lead by example, and how to have an example that's exemplary that other people aspire to follow. Now, when you become that kind of person in influence and affluence, your past has no significance. Your past only has the significance that you can continue to give power to it. When you start to have the vision of what it's really like to be and stay successful, when you start to breathe it in, when you soak it in, when you start to believe it, when your sense of certainty begins to transform and change, when you start to become lovable, good enough, and capable, when you start to let your ideas flow and you let go of your anxiety about putting yourself out there, when your self-talk never stops saying, I'm a shy person, I don't want people to know about me, when you stop worrying about what your broke friends are going to think, when you start to step into your power, then you attract a few people of power. When you learn to turn your ideas into assets and your ideas into results, then the game changes. And a millionaire is very, very skilled at reading people. It's a key component of success. You must know where the people that you require to have in your team are found. They're found in every walk of life, but you must be able to spot them. You must be able to cultivate relationships. You must be able to attract talent, recruit talent. You must be able to attract producers to your team so you can get compensated in the compounded effect. This year alone, four women that I coached in 2011 are having million-dollar years. I've coached several people who have gone on to become millionaires. I've been called the millionaire maker because I understand the cause that creates the effect. I understand how to create the compounded effect. I know how to teach people how to let go of the control that keeps them out of control. I know the principles of forgiveness, and I can show you how to do that. And you also have to have a dialogue with money that's conducive to attracting people that you can create results with. So the compounded effect is going to come into network marketing from rank advancement. The compounded effect in real estate is going to come from being a real estate broker. It's not going to come from being a real estate agent, because if you're a real estate agent, then you're selling the same type of commodity over and over, trading time for money. But once you step into being a real estate broker, you have other agents that you're responsible for, and you get paid off their efforts. That's when the compounded effect happens. But if you have a very linear small business with very high overhead and small profit margins, then you'll own your own business, but the business will own you. But as you begin to own your feelings, you'll start to own your life. When you let go of the feelings that no longer serve you, when you let go of the family members that try and control you, when you no longer let people use guilt to control you, then you start to step in a whole different level of power. You're going to have to give something up to attract something somewhere else. That's just how it is. You're not going to be able to stay stuck and be prosperous. You're not going to be able to hold on to a lot of your relationships that have a hold on you. You're going to have to let go of some of the people who criticize you and then tell you they love you, then you stay stuck in that relationship, being guilted into resentment. You're going to have to let go of that. You'll have to step to the plate. You have to find relationships that are rewarding, not relationships that are debilitating. A large percent of people's relationships keep them doing the same thing over and over because the relationships that you have are a direct relationship of the relationship you have with yourself. If you're not good enough, you'll have people in your circle of influence who will reward you for not being good enough. You'll attract other broke seekers, other people who will operate at a very low vibrational energy. They'll operate from anxiety, guilt, shame, doubt, and fear. When you start to step out of that kind of space and you step into awareness, you start to attract to your reality a different type of situation and a different type of emotional etheric energy that will begin to reward you in collaboration. If you're seeking prosperity partners, you must be able to write the sales copy to attract those type of people to your reality. But if you want to just continue to get by and get by because you have anxiety about controlling success, you have anxiety about the responsibility of success, or you have anxiety about failing, then you've already created your outcome before you start. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about expands. What you speak, the words do not return void. And the more you let go of your control that keeps you disappointed, the higher probability that you'll be able to create a different kind of outcome. Being a millionaire is a skill. I said that earlier in the call. What does that actually mean? It means that you have a mindset that's conducive to creating a compounded effect. It means that you're creative and innovative. It means you start to bring your ideas into free enterprise and you capitalize on it. You must be creative when it comes to lead generation. You have to let go of the perfect lead. Yes, I understand. Having a perfect branded lead that comes to you that's ready to buy is ideal. But you also have to create your own leads. I asked someone for a referral yesterday, sent a Facebook message to that person, asked them if they were looking for a way to break through. They said they were. I asked them for their phone number, called them up, went through the process, showcased my value, and created a win-win coaching client. Now, when you start to do that, that came all from creative energy. You have to let go of the perfect leads. I'm not saying you call leads out of the white pages, but I'm saying you learn to find leads on Google. You find leads wherever you find them. You pick up business cards. You ask for referrals. You advertise. You market. You brand. You use Facebook by any means required, any means necessary. You have to be able to come from that place. You have to have more leads than you have time. If you have more leads, if you have more time than you have leads, you have a hobby. If you want to have a six-figure or a seven-figure enterprise from the comfort of your home, you must let go of that which is familiar. Your comfort zone is your failure zone. You have to get into your uncomfortable zone so you can create the repetition and experience that will create the reflexes to become successful. Being a millionaire requires hand-eye coordination, great reflexes. You can spot an opportunity from a mile away. You sense and feel it. Being a millionaire means you have a highly acute sense of smell. You can smell what's going on. You can smell it in the air. You can sense it. You can touch it. You can feel it. Being a millionaire means you must be able to salivate to be one day. To live the good life, you must pay the price of what the good life requires. You must be in that type of emotional space. It's not a mental state, it's emotional space. It's a space where you have a command of your emotions. You're in awareness, you're in love, you're in bliss, you're in joy, and you're in enlightenment. You're no longer in anxiety of guilt, shame, abandonment, or rejection, anger, hate, resentment, and overwhelmed feelings. You're so done with that. You're no longer in that space in time. You're in your space and time in a place called now. When you are here, when you are now, when you are me and you are free, when you're able to say that I am me, I am free, then you are not your past. When you are you and you are free, when you're here and you're now, then you're not overwhelmed about future events that have not happened. When you overwhelm yourself about events that may happen, that's when you get to be right. When you let go of being right, then you can learn to be rich. And that's riches of the soul, riches of the heart, riches of relationship. That's what creates the compounded effect. It's the people that you have to be able to attract to reality that you can collaborate with, people who can produce, people who have influence, people who have affluence, people who don't have anxiety about being successful. When you have anxiety about being successful or anxiety about failing, then you'll attract other people that have the same kind of anxieties to perpetuate your anxieties. That means you'll create the same kind of situation over and over to be and stay disappointed. You have to be practical about the process. You have to be realistic about the process. It's great to have big goals, but where it's marked as missed is you have to have big action. Big action is what produces big results. But big-time players show up in big-time games. What does that mean? It means you can strap it on, you can suit up, and you can show up. You can be able to say to your opponent or your enemy, bring it on. Is that the best you got, Chief? Is that all you got? Bring it on. And that's what you got to be able to say to your ego on a daily basis. Bring it on. Because when you're new and undeveloped and you're not skilled in this process, when you have a job mentality, when you live in broke thoughts and poverty consciousness, you're paralyzed before you start. You have to have a mindset about money that's conducive to attracting it. But if you have guilt about money and shame about money, then you better just keep your job and tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at your grave safely. Jobs will pay you what a job is worth. There's nothing wrong with a job. Unfortunately, in today's economy, jobs don't pay you hardly enough to barely get by. If you have any children in college, a car loan, a home loan, you got nothing. You got SCRATCH, scratch, SQUAT, squat, DICK, dick. It means you got nothing. It means you're barely getting by. It means you live in liability debt. But if you want to be a millionaire of assets, then you have to create the compounded effect by the compounded effort. That means your effort coupled with the efforts of other people, two or three of like mind coming together for a common cause, that is called a mastermind. When you begin to live in the law of alignment, when you begin to align yourself with other success seekers, other future millionaires, other millionaires in process, then you started to attract a whole different type of consciousness to your reality. But when you have a conflict consciousness and a poverty consciousness, then you'll contract other poverty seekers and other people of anger addictions. When you have that kind of conflict, you'll attract people to keep yourself in conflict. If you're constantly getting in trouble, unwinding yourself, and then think you're actually doing yourself a big favor, you're not. You're exhausting your emotional etheric energy. Your energy must be clean, pure, and it must be white light. It must be yellow and violet, the type of energy that people can really sense and feel. There must be a level of warmth that emanates and permeates from your soul. You must be able to transmute your feelings of love, bliss, and joy, of pleasure, of happiness, of being able to share that space in the universe with people that you can connect, collaborate with, co-create with. You require these type of people in your circle of influence, not people who demean, criticize, and undermine you. If that's what you continue to attract, then you'll continue to sabotage your results and sabotage your success. And when you continue to do that, you will find yourself at the refrigerator and the pharmacy. Unfortunately, that's where a large percent of the population spends a great deal of their time at the refrigerator, at the pharmacy, stocking up, on pharmaceutical medication, trans fat, GMOs, and foods that keep them stuffing their feelings. When you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control, when you start to become productive and understand you do not get paid for time, you get paid for value. And the value you bring, you must show up in the day lovable, capable, deserving. But if you show up in a mixed message and think you're actually going to get anywhere, that's how you seduce yourself into getting overwhelmed. That's how you seduce yourself into procrastinating. Because by procrastinating, you don't fail and you don't succeed. You get to live your contradiction. When you start to become prosperous conscious, then you no longer live in that contradiction. You become congruent. You become genuine. You become real. You become authentic. And people can sense, taste, and feel that in you, just like they can feel when you're overwhelmed. See, the type of person that you're seeking when you're overwhelmed, they blow right by you. they end up at the house of pleasure of someone else's house that they can collaborate with, not someone that stays overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, your body secretes a series of biochemicals that keeps you addicted to an emotional state that keeps you anxious. And unfortunately, that's a large percent of the population. If that is you, change is a choice. On any given Sunday in the National Football League, David can beat Goliath. Well, that's what you're looking at. You're David, and the universe and free enterprise is Goliath. You must be able to slay your dragon. That would be your ego. Your ego is going to do everything in its power to talk you into a place called familiar. Your ego is going to take you back to your family, who's going to tell you to say, bah, bah, we're sheeple. Come back here. Who are you to dream? And see, unfortunately, your dreams oftentimes show up people who have no dreams. Then they become offended that how dare you have a dream bigger than our small dreams. You think you're better than us. You must let go of other people's criticism, stand the gaff, walk tall, and step into your pleasure. But if you continue to hold on to your pain from past events, then you'll attract other perpetrators, violators, codependents, angry givers and servers, where you'll never create the compounded effect. As you begin to let go of the control that kept you in control of being disappointed, as you learn to live in the moment, be present, not concerned with other people say and talk about you, when you start to attract other people of like mind, other people who are millionaire seekers, other people who want to live the good life, you'll begin to attract to your reality people that you can collaborate and become prosperity partners with. When you begin to live this type of energy, you will live the good life. So to have millionaire habits, you must have millionaire moments, millionaire hours, millionaire days. And what does that mean? It's a mindset. It's an identity. If you knew that you were going to be one, if you knew you're going to be a millionaire, you'd stop worrying about being broke. If you knew that the cast was absolutely and the die was set in stone, if you absolutely knew that you'd be successful, you'd stop worrying about how you're going to be successful. If you unequivocally were granted a wish that said there'll be no more worrying, you'd never be anxious again. Well, I'm going to grant you that wish because no one's going to give it to you but you. I'm going to give you the power of your power to give yourself permission to let go of the control that keeps you procrastinating. When you start to come from power and love, you start to attract to your reality a whole different type of person to your team, to your culture, to your tribe. When you start to have producers that actually do this, they show up. They show up because you've changed. They show up because you send a different signal. They show up because you're ready. You're not getting ready. When you're ready, you produce. When you come from decision and commitment, then you'll stop guessing. When you come from no, then you'll stop saying, I don't know. When you know that you know, and you know that you know what you know that you know is so strong that you know, you'll stop doubting what you don't know. When you live in absolute truth and power, you'll start to attract other prosperity seekers who are seeking your power you can collaborate with. When you start to live in power, then you let go of the emotional and spiritual vampires that rob you of your power. When you know that you know, and when you come from I am that I am, then you start to attract to your reality the people that you can create millionaire mindset with. For you to be a millionaire, it means you have the assets of a millionaire. You start to accrue and collect the assets to live a good life. That means you have prosperity consciousness. You're no longer an angry giver and a server. You're no longer an angry debtor. You no longer use money to stuff your feelings. You no longer use credit to take yourself out of the game. You start to live without credit. You start to live from prosperity. You become your own bank. My name is your own bank of energy. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If anything on this call reached you or touched you and you want to get a hold of me, you're serious about taking your game to the next level and want to find out more about my one-on-one coaching, you can contact me at 209-932-0227. In early mid-July, I will be releasing my online coaching platform, 3+ hours of one-on-one coaching online for $1,000, 8 individual hours, 8 and multiple models of how to become an exceptional success coach. I'll be providing certified online coaching in mid-July for people who want to really take their coaching business to the next level, want to learn how to coach their team. And I said, we'll be sending out a series of emails very soon to let you know when that process is in full production mode. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Thank you very much for being on tonight's call. I will see you next week. I'll be doing the call myself next week, followed by the following week by Tara Romano. Tara will be my first guest in the month of June 2015. Have a great evening, everyone.